Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner and Kate Constable, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today on the Jets to win and Aaron Rodgers to have over 1.5 passing touchdowns boosted to +260 at Caesars. What do you guys think of this boost?
Okay, so I like this boost because I'm on the Jets tonight, and I do think they have the opportunity to win. They're at home, primetime game, you know, the bright lights on Aaron Rodgers, and they also just fired their head coach. So do we get the boost from the firing that we oftentimes see? We saw it with Antonio Pierce taking over in Las Vegas last year. Brandon Staley, when he got fired, the Chargers, they didn't win their first game after, but started playing a lot better. You often get that boost when a quarterback's shift, which we saw in Carolina this year. But the Jets' offense has just been bad. We get a new play caller. Nathaniel Hackett's no longer calling plays. So that's kind of why I think maybe we'll see a little bit of a difference for New York tonight. They've kind of abandoned the run game over these first couple weeks. So the passing touchdowns I actually like tonight because you do have a new play caller that maybe they try and, well, I guess that I'm going backwards there. Maybe they switch it up. Maybe they don't. Who knows? But Aaron Rodgers target threw the ball, what, like 55 times last week? He's going to still get plenty of passing attempts. Garrett Wilson had 22 targets. I think he is a candidate for an anytime touchdown. So if the Jets are going to win this game, Aaron Rodgers is likely going to be throwing at least 2 touchdowns. So, Matt, a fun little Monday Night Football sprinkle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be on the Jets too, which, you know, God help us, we're all on the Jets. So, but
We sure are.
But Aaron Rodgers to go over this, I don't mind it. You were just talking about Garrett Wilson. I was going to bring that up and how much he targeted him last week. It was insane. 22 targets, absolutely nuts. I love his receiving yards over, if you look to that as well. For this boost, though, to get 2 touchdowns, you know, 50-50. Probably on this, the way they've played this year. The Bills' defense, though, really hasn't been that good, especially against the pass. So at home, I definitely think it's possible. Again, like we say, sprinkle, quarter unit, half unit, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, maybe if Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw interceptions and he throws touchdowns instead, he'll go over this. So there's a really good chance. It's a good spot because, yes, I am on the Jets as well. So it's a big night for the Jets, and this odds boost works perfectly. So get in on this +260 at Caesars and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM as well. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code LUCY when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to BetQL.com or odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and every game this NFL season from all of us at BetQL at odyssey.com/BetQL. You can get everything there. And of course, also follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at @sharp_side_, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today as well. I'm going to baseball because the playoffs are going on. Not just the playoffs, but it is the NLCS and the ALCS. And the ALCS begins tonight. We had the NLCS begin last night. And I do like the Mets to win it, but I am taking a Dodgers bet here. It is Mookie Betts to have over 1.5 total bases. You can get this at +125 at BetMGM. He hit this last night in game one of the series against the Mets with a double. And against Sean Manaea, he is batting over 300 with 2 doubles, 2 triples, and 3 home runs. So he's been very successful against Sean Manaea in the past, and I think he can be once again tonight. And maybe that's the only, maybe he just hits a double and that's the only hit the Dodgers get. But either way, I think Mookie Betts will go over on bases tonight.
Love it, Lucy. I'm going to go back to Monday Night Football. I said I like the Jets. I'm going to take the Jets. I'm going to back them getting this little bump. Also, I mean, part of it is the bump from the coaching change and all the internal stuff going on this week. Part of it is also that Josh Allen, like, he had a concussion. Like, yes. Let's just call it what it is. Last week, the Bills, I don't know how they got around the concussion protocol, but he hit his head so hard. I don't know if he's going to be
very sketchy.
What'd you say, man?
The guy was KO'd. Wasn't he knocked out for like a second?
Yeah, yes. This is so bad.
I don't know what the Bills are doing or how they got around this, but Josh Allen is playing tonight. I'm a little concerned for his health and safety. And then also just how the Bills look. I mean, if he takes another big hit early in the game, what does that do? So I do like the Jets tonight for multitude of reasons. I don't love that this line has, I mean, the line has come down. I've just gotten a bad number on it at this point. Money's coming in on the Jets. So I guess, on the right side, but who knows what the right side is after this week, Matt.
Oh, my God. Let me give you an analogy of how it's gone so far this week in the NFL season. So Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the books are like Anakin Skywalker, right? And they're just going around just destroying the public, which is the Jedi, just destroying them left and right. And then week 6 comes along, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and says, yeah, sorry, we're going to cut off your legs and your arm, and you're going to be just smoldering in flames, which is what the books were this weekend. It's been a disaster for the sports books and myself. I lost like 5 units yesterday. It was terrible, but we're going with the Jets because I got to go with the Jets.
Everyone
and their brother is betting the Bills, obviously, even though they've lost 2 straight games. Everybody thinks the Jets are just a mess. They're just a cesspool. They fired their coach. They're a disaster. And to be fair, they are, which is why everybody is betting against them in this spot. The line is 1.5. Okay. It's like it's gone down from 2.5 to 1.5. Money coming in on then. And yet still the majority of the tickets, everybody is betting on the Bills. So the Jets are the sharp side. It's been a disaster this weekend for sharps in the book. So, you know, God help us, but I'll be on the Jets.
Yeah. And many are making such an analogy as that one, as the Jedi is the, no. Yeah, cut off your legs. You know, your classic Jedi situation we've got going here. Yeah, no, it's a really smart one. That could maybe be a Matt rant. Maybe video for Twitter.
Ooh, yeah,
an interesting analogy.
Man. I'm pretty famous with these random analogies. So
yeah, I think it's very, very smart of you to make that analogy because it's a very good way of putting it. So, you know, if you want to put things into Star Wars terms, Matt is your guy. So get in on all of our bets and the odds boost plus 260 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.